There's a change at the top of Washington State's largest psychiatric facility, Western State Hospital. Governor Jay Inslee fired hospital CEO Ron Adler yesterday and appointed Cheryl Strange to take over at the end of the month. Strange has already held senior positions in the state's prisons and at mental health agencies, and she has her work cut out for her at Western State. Four patients escaped recently, but there have been serious problems documented before that. AP reporter Martha Belle Isle says the issues at Western State have been obvious for a while.
Well, I think the most recent problem that really pushed everything over the edge was the escape last week of two dangerous inmates, or they were patients, but and one in particular was missing for several days, and he had a history of running from law enforcement, and he had committed a really heinous crime. He had tortured a woman to death in 2013. And I think at that point, it was really clear that things were not working at that hospital.
So that's what brought us to this decision. But can you tell us a little bit more about the problems that led up to this point?
Right. This hospital has just been under scrutiny for more than a year. And in particular, over the last year, over 2015, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid had issued termination notices four times. And what that means is that they had inspectors go in and they continually found problems, and there were people who were getting assaulted, there were staff or patients who were getting hurt, and that's why they were under the gun to try to make some changes so that they would not lose millions of dollars in federal funds.
These problems had been documented for quite some time, and as you said, the feds were investigating them. So why was Ron Adler in place for so long as people knew about these problems?
Well, according to the governor yesterday, he allowed him to stay because he was implementing some changes, but the people who are working there, the staff I've talked to, have said that this really should have happened a lot sooner, because it just clearly wasn't what he was implementing wasn't working there.
To what extent do you think people believe that it can come down to one person? Is there not some larger responsibility for people to be looking at here?
Well, I think there's a recognition that the state of Washington has failed to adequately fund mental health for years, and that was part of the problem. They with the cuts over the years, there was not enough money for staff. They were not paying wages, and they're not drawing the people in, and they're not retaining them, because sometimes when they get there, they're in an unsafe environment, so they leave.
So, Martha, we now have a new head of the hospital coming in, Cheryl Strange. It's hard to imagine a situation with more pressure applied for someone starting out in such a job at this time, as people are looking for big changes at the hospital. What are the stakes for her as she starts this new job?
Well, she does have quite a big job, and I think there's a lot of attention on the hospital now, especially because of the high-profile escape. And it also brought attention to the fact that there are all these other issues. So she's going to have to figure out a way to use the people she has there now in a way that makes the hospital run smoothly and safely and make sure everybody gets what they need.
How reasonable is it to assume that a fresh leader is going to be able to fix these problems at Western State?
Well, it's going to depend on her leadership and her leadership style. I mean, if she goes in and does what the governor said she would do, is they're going to work with the staff. They're going to try to figure out ways to make it work by listening. I think that they might be able to make some dramatic changes right away. One of the complaints I heard yesterday from one nurse there was that they spent so much time under Adler filling out forms. Like, you would put in a new policy in place, and then every time you did that policy, you had to fill out a form. And so people were doing a lot of paperwork instead of working with the patients. So I think if they start looking at those sorts of things, you know, how can you get the nurses back in touch with the patients themselves? You know, will that help? And will that make the patients a little calmer? Will they feel more connected? You know, those are the sorts of things that can really make some changes quickly.
AP reporter Martha Belisle. Cheryl Strange takes over as CEO of Western State Hospital later this month.